Okay, let's see again the Mishnah. Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Mishnah says that when one recites Kriya Shema, you have to say Birchas Kriya Shema before and after. So the Gemara wants to know, my Mevarach, what are the brachas that you recite in connection with Kriya Shema? Amar Rabbi Yanke Amar Aboshi Yod Yotzer Bari Chosh. Yeah. The Gemara Kasha, what do you say Yotzer Bari Chosh? Chosh is a negative thing. The Gemara has himself and Dav Gimel that more correct is a person should be careful to speak Lishna Ma'alya, Losh and Nikiya. So instead of talking Choshech, one should say, V'lei Miyotzeru Avari Noga. One could touch up the Pasuk a little bit. The way the Novi Yeshaya says, he used the Losh and Yotzeru Choshech, but we should say Losh and fancy Losh. And for the Gemara, Kirich Sivko Amino. We say the way it says in Tanakh. Since in Tanakh, the Pasuk in Yishai, it's the Rav Arichosha, that's what we say. Feg Digmar, is that true? Elamiyata, Osir Sholem, Avar is HaKol, at the end of the bracha, Mikra Aminu Kedil Siv. No, in the Pasuk in Yishai, it says, Osir Sholem, Avar Ra. We don't say the way it says. So we'd say, Eloshim Lishna Ma'aya, so say over here also. Elok, Elok Siv Ra, Yotzu Avar Ra, Krinon HaKol. And it's not a Kriya Siv, it means that we, when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah composed the Nusach HaBracha, so they changed the Nusach of the Pasuk. It's based on the Pasuk. That's the simple reading of the Gemara, is that the Tfilos are supposed to be in Biblical Hebrew. That's the whole premise of the Abu Dram. Abu Dram gives you the Mokrim and Tanakh for each phrase in the Siddur, where it comes from, based on the assumption that the Tfilos and the Brachas are supposed to be in the Biblical Hebrew. And then the Tziv has a Soga in his commentary on the Shulta, so he thinks that it's not correct. As Gemara by Bari Minim Zainus later, in Perakates of Morocco, he thinks the Gemara there seems to indicate otherwise, that the brachas and the tefillah do not have to be in a biblical Hebrew, but we usually assume that it's supposed to be in a biblical Hebrew. We spoke about it a little bit. The Mishnah later, Mishnah in Kates of Morocco, it says, Al hayirokes, there's a machleg and satanaim. So we say Bari Pri Hadoma on all vegetables. And one Tana says no. On green vegetables, you say Bari Minim Dushoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, why? Because the Pasuk says, on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chi Bayom Mevorach HaMosah, Ba'alayla Ein Mevorach HaMosah. The answer is no, El B'chol Yom Bayom Tein L'Ein Baruch HaYisav Shol Yom. Yeah, so too, you need Pirut, and so too Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you don't just say Bar Pi Adoma on all vegetables, you should give Pirut, you should be Mefarad. That's the first very wide narrow line and the first wide line on Mem Amid Aleph. Chol Yom V'Yom Teinu Mem B'Chosim Shal Yoyim Achanami Hitu by Bichas Hanenin, and the second wide line it says Kol Min V'Min Teinu Mem B'Chosim Shit Zei Bari Mini Dushoyim. So the Vilna Goyen poses a question. The Mishnah says Al HaYirok Kesam Bari Mini Dushoyim. Why does it switch to Loshen? It should have said Al HaYirok Kesam Bari Mini Yirok Kesam Al Dushoyim Am Bari Mini Dushoyim. Why does it say, if you're eating Yirok, it's the same word, Bidin Shem. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Mishnah is written in Mishnei Kibbutz, he called vegetables Yirokas. But the Psukim, but the Brachas are supposed to be in Biblical Hebrew, so that's why you say, Tachehoyz Desha. In Biblical Hebrew, you refer to the green vegetables as Desha, so that's why the Brachit, if you're eating what we in the Tanoim, in the days of the time we call it Yirokas, if you're eating that, you should say in Biblical Hebrew, Bar Mene Dushon. So that's what the Vilna Gaon is writing. The same thing in the beginning of Hilchas Challah. The Mechaber writes that when you mafrish challah, you say abrocha ala frashas truma. Ramos says that the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that you say ala frashas challah, or you say la hafrish challah min ha'isa. So the Vilna Gaon explains why it's more correct like the Mechaber, because in Biblical Hebrew, the word challah refers to the isa, refers to the whole raw dough. How does the Pasuk say, Afrash Eschala? How does the whole story begin? Reishis Arisech Machal Tarim Maturam Hashem. How does it begin? I forgot already. Where is it? Parsha Shlach? Shlach. Reishis Arisech Machal Tarim Maturam Hashem. So the Vilna Gaon says that the word challah in the context of the Hey Bachochem Elachem Haaretz Tarim Utruma Lashem, what you take out is called truma. Reishis Arisasech Machala, when you have challah means the raw dough, the isa Tarim Utruma. So what you take out is really called truma. It's called Mishnayis Chala. That's slang. That's Tanoim. That's in the days of the Tanoim. They referred to it as Chala. And the women referred to the Hareza Chala Lashem Alako. But in biblical Hebrew, it's not really called Chala. The whole dough is called Chala, and what you take out is called truma. So the Vilna Gaon says that more correct is to say the Nusach HaBrocha, like the Mechaber said, because the Brocha should really be in biblical Hebrew. That's the Shaila, that's the premise of the Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres that you shouldn't say Yom HaShmini Chag or Atzeres, you shouldn't refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag, because in modern Hebrew we refer to Hanukkah and Purim as a Chag. We refer to the inauguration of a new president of the university as a Chag. We refer to a Chag HaSmicha. A Chag means a celebration of any kind. But in biblical Hebrew, the word Chag means a Yom Tov on which you bring a Korban Chagiga, a Shalmei Chagiga. So there is no chiyuv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga. So that's what the Ramah says. You shouldn't refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag. The premise being that in biblical Hebrew it's not called a Chag, and all the brachas and all the tefillas should be in biblical Hebrew. So the Taz over there quotes Akasha that there's a Mishnah in the Dorm that if a person takes a neder, he won't eat any potato chips till after the Chag is over. So he's not allowed to eat the potato chips till after Shmini Atzeres is over. So you see in the Mishnah, Shmini Atzeres is a Chag. So the Taz quotes the Teretz from the Maharal Prague, as if that's Maharal Prague was the god of Ador. Maharal Prague said, "Bin Adorim halocha haloshem le'yodim." So in Mishneic Hebrew, in the days of the Tanaim, loshem le'yodim, you refer to Shmini Atzeres also as a chag, but the Tfilas are supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. That's the premise of the whole Sefer Avodah. So the Netziv disagrees with the whole Sefer. The Netziv disagrees with the whole premise. He thinks that there is no such assumption, that all the brachas and all the tefillah should be in biblical Hebrew. But that's the stira in the Ramah. The Ramah by Shmini Atzeres says you should not refer to Shmini Atzeres as a chag. And the Ramah by, you shouldn't refer to it in tefillah as a chag, because the tefillah is supposed to be in biblical Hebrew. And the Ramah in Hilchos Hafrashas Shechala, as you say, L'Hafrash Shechala Menu Isa, that's slang. That's not biblical Hebrew at all. That's Mishnaic Hebrew. Yes, they're getting back again. So the Gemara says all the tefillos are supposed to be, that's the premise here, all the tefillos are supposed to be patterned after biblical Hebrew. But that's why we say Yetzirah Vori Choshech, and we don't touch it up. I Osa Shalom Vori Ra, we don't say that. We do touch it up. So just like you touch it up, Ela what Ivra in the Tanakh it says Vori Ra Ukrinim. But when we compose the Anshin Knesset Gedol, compose the Nusach HaBrach, he say, why don't we touch it up and say Lishna Malya? And for the Gemara, Alam Arabic, they were asking Midas Yom Balayim, Midas Laila Bayom. The three brachas of Bichas Kriya Shema correspond to the three parshas of Shema. So we spell out the themes that are contained within the three parshas. So the first parsha, the theme is that we believe in Hashem and Achdus Hashem. Hashem Echad is only one God, as opposed to the of the Avodah Zarah, who believed that there's a God of darkness and a God of light and a God of good and a God of evil. So he said, there's one God who created everything. It's one God who created everything. So we don't say Borei Ra, we say Borei Es HaKol, but we touched up a little bit, but this part not so bit. We want to emphasize that we believe it's the same God who makes the God of the daytime, the God of the nighttime, and there isn't a God of good and a God of evil. There's only good. There is no, the God doesn't do any evil. There's no evil in the world. People do evil. But Baruch Shalom, everything that he does is good. And it's all one God, Achdus Hashem. That's what Rava says. Kedei lahaski midas yom balayla, midas layla bayom. I want to mention both in Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Maariv, in Birchas Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, I want to mention that it's the same God, Hashem Echad, same God that makes light and makes night. Makes the daytime, makes the nighttime. We say Yetzirah Baruch Hashem. The same God who created the daytime created the nighttime. Where do you say by Ma'ariv? In Asher B'dvar Ma'ariv Aravim, we talk about the fact that God created the nighttime. Where do we mention that He created the daytime? Amar Abayit says it in the Baruch. At night, we say the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the one who made nighttime, and he's going to be the one who's going to make the daytime also. It's the same one God. There isn't the God of night and the God of daytime, God of light and the God of darkness. So the first bracha, Yetzirah Baruch Hashem, Lahaskim Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Layla Bayom. Fine. Begmar V'idach Mahi, what's the second bracha? What is the text of the second bracha? Om Rav Yudah Mishmuel. So Rav Yudah was the Talmud of both Rav and Shmuel. He's quoting sometimes Rav, sometimes Shmuel. He says, Avarab. Chen or le Rav Lozer Rav Dos Berei, Avarab. Tanya Nam Lihachi, you don't say Avasolim, but you should rather say Avarab. The Rabbon and Amri and the other Talmudim said, no, Avasolim. Chen or Avasolim, I have to. The two, Alkei Meshachter Chosid, fine. So there are two different Nuschos. So which should we recite? So the Nusach Svar always says, what do the Svarim say? Always Avasolim. Vashachar Zemamari. And the top Tosis says Anushigan. Tosis is from the Nusach Ashkenaz. The Tosis says Hilchah Tiknu Lama. We have a compromise. Who Tiknu Lama? The Nusach Ashkenaz holds like that. Mishachus is to say Abba Rabba, and Marv is to say Abba Sir. Yeah. Abba Rabba, we usually assume that what it means is that in the daytime means where things are the sun is shining and things are rosy and everything's wonderful. So we say the Baruch Shalom loves us immensely. Abba Rabba. And the nighttime is dark, and it represents the Golus, when the Jews are suffering. So then we can't say Abba Rabba. We don't see that he has such an Abba Rabba if we're suffering in Golus and persecutions and so on. So we say Abba Salam Haftach. Okay. Abba Salam Beisalam Chahavtach. The Baruch Shalom loves us, but you don't really see it. The Nusach HaBrach is supposed to correspond to our perception. Not supposed to correspond to what we believe. And we believe that the nighttime is also Abba Rabba. But since you don't see it, so we don't say Abba Rabba. Like the Ribbono Shalom is Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem. Well, he does, it's the same God. He doesn't change in the summer and the winter. But if it doesn't rain, so then you don't say Mashiv Ruach Merid HaGeshem. You don't give to Ori Hashem, you don't describe the Ribbono Shalom with a description that doesn't correspond to your perception. The Gemara says that after the Churban Bais Rishon, the Nevi'im, when they davened, didn't refer to the Baruch Hashem any longer as Hanoira. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hanoira if the Goyim destroyed his Beis HaMikdash and they're dancing over there and they introduced Avodah Zarah and Znus and everything there? And then the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the beginning of the Baal Sheni, reintroduced Hanoira and they said, Hein Neira Esav, that's part of the Neira of the Ribbono Shel'olam, that he lets people sin and trample on his Beis HaMikdash and so on. And he's quiet and he doesn't say anything. So the premise of the whole Gemara is he only mentioned things, descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it corresponds to our perception. So in the daytime, we say Abba Rabba, because we see that when things are rosy, when things are fine, when the sun is shining, we see the Rabban Shalom showers his kindness upon the Jewish people. He really loves it. At nighttime, you don't see it. Nighttime in the Cheshkes HaGolos, you don't see that there's Abba Rabba. So we don't say that. So we say Abba Solom. It's Abba Hamasu Teres. Baruch Shalom loves us, but he doesn't demonstrate it in public. Okay, so the tune is close over here. Am Rav Yudah Mishmuel, he quotes another din in the name of Shmuel. Hishkim Lishnois, a person wakes up in the morning, he wants to learn. Lishnois what? He wants to learn Mishnayos, so to learn whatever, we'll have to see. You have to recite Brichas HaTorah. Misha Kara Kriyashma, if he already said Brichas Kriyashma and he didn't say Brichas HaTorah yet, Ein Sorach Levarech, there's no need to recite Brichas HaTorah afterwards. Vashikra Nifta Ba'ahava Rabba. When you say Ahava Rabba, right before Kriyashma, that can substitute for the Brichas HaTorah. So here Tosis quotes, the Gemara just says Abba Rabba in the morning. What about Abba Solom at night? Probably also the same thing. The theme Abba Rabba and Abba Solom, the theme is the same. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah and we appreciate it. So that can substitute for the Brichas HaTorah. That's what they quote from the Beis HaLevi, that we usually assume that a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah the night of the Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad. What is Yud Gimel Shana V'Mechel? Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So when it comes 13 years later, Vav Adar, that's called Yud Gimel Shana. Vav Adar is the last day of the 13th year. The Yom Echad means the first day into the 14th year. So Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later on Zayin Adar, that's called the Yom Echad. There are people who make a mistake. They think Yud Gimel Shana V'Mechel is Ches Adar. No, Ches Adar is already the second day. Vavo, there is Yud Gimel Shana, and Zayin Adar is a Yud Gimel Shana V'yamech. So when does it become Bar Mitzvah on the Zayin Adar? So there's one opinion, the Gemara has a Loshen, that for the purposes of the Gadlus to become Bar Mitzvah has to be Mi'eis Leis. So some Rishanim learn literally. Half of the Rishanim, half the Achranim learn literally. The child was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we usually assume, not so, we usually assume Mi'eis Leis just means you don't say all the children born in that year become Bar Mitzvah, the Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the 14th year. No, Me'es Le'es means Me'yom Le'yom, not to be taken literally Me'es Le'es to the hour, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but rather Me'yom Le'yom, they don't all become Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. But they do become Bar Mitzvah at the beginning of the day. That's what we say. Let's say a child is Bar Mitzvah, Moshe Ben is Bar Mitzvah, Zayin Adar, he can be the Shliach Tzibur by Ma'ariv on Zayin Adar, because he becomes Bar Mitzvah right away at night. It says, Shabbos, what if they're Mekabel Shabbos early? Moshe Rabbeinu is Bar Mitzvah is on Shabbos, Zayin Adar, and that Shabbos, everybody's going to be Mekabel Shabbos early, and they're going to daven Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKoham, before Laila. So he's not yet Bar Mitzvah. Is that right? We let him daven Vranon. So that's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. There was such a meaning that they allowed a kid who's going to become Bar Mitzvah that night to be the Shliach Tzibur for Ma'ariv, even though it's not yet the Yanech. So that's not right. Mikra Adin, that's not really right. So the question is, every child said Brichas HaTorah when he woke up in the morning, but he was a cotton then. Then he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu became, he said Brichas HaTorah in the morning, Avav Adar, then he becomes Bar Mitzvah, Leil, Zayin Adar. So he has to say Brichas HaTorah again. We assume Brichas HaTorah is Deraisa. The more later on, learns out from the Pasuk on Daf Chof Aleph. The more learns out from the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekro, Olagodol Olakenu. Here, that's the Gemara, around 8 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Menai Lebichas HaTorah. Shenemar, Yishem Hashem Ekro, Olagodol Olakenu. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah is counted as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. There are two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Talmud Torah, one mitzvah is to recite Bichas HaTorah every day, once a day, every day. Mishnah Berurah paskens like that, like Tushag Asarye. He quotes Tushag Asarye paskens like the Ramban, the Brichas HaTorah is Deraisa. So if a Sofik Brachas Lachal doesn't apply, if it's a Sofik Deraisa. So if a person has a Sofik, he's not sure. He's not sure whether he said Brichas HaTorah or not, he forgot. So we would say Lechumer. He has to repeat the Brichas HaTorah again, because Sofik Deraisa Lechumer. So that's a Shaila. The children said Brichas HaTorah in the morning, they were still Ketanim. Then it comes Leil, Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes Bar Mitzvah. So you have to fulfill the mitzvah after Bar Mitzvah. So you should have to see again Brichas HaTorah when it becomes Bar Mitzvah at night. So that's what the Beis HaLevi told his sons that they should have in mind when they say Abba Salam. By Ma'ariv, they should have in mind, just like Abba Rabbi can substitute for Brichas HaTorah, so Abba Salam can also substitute for Brichas HaTorah. Normally, the Shaila never comes up. Ooh, everybody says Brichas HaTorah before they start davening. So you always say Brichas HaTorah before Abba Rabba. But the day of your Bar Mitzvah, it did come up already. Probably all Bar Mitzvah. So those of you who are not yet Bar Mitzvah, so when you, the night of your Bar Mitzvah, you should have in mind when you say Abba Zolim to be Yotzeh. So Tosfos says, they quote the Yerushalmi, the second Tosfos on Yud Aleph on the base. If a person wants to rely on Abba Rabba, Abba Zolim, to substitute for the Brichas HaMitzvah, what he should do is the Yerushalmi Yesh, it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi Hodi Amin Shkranif the Baba Rabba Hu Shoshana Al Asar. Only if he learned something right away. He can't learn right away. He says Abba Zolim, then he says Kriyashma, then he says Ma'ariv. After he finishes Ma'ariv right away, he should sit down and learn something. The Kriyashma itself doesn't serve the purpose of Shana Al Asar Pirish La Alter. Shalomad Meyad Bosamok. He has to learn right away. Not that he finishes Ma'ariv, then he goes to the Beis Medrash. That was Ma'ariv in the Shul, and then he goes later on to the Beis Medrash, and after he has a cup of coffee, then he starts to learn his Daf Yomi. It should be Al Asar. It should be right away. You want the Brocha Abba Rabba Abba Solem to serve as a Brichas HaTorah. So it's only if you demonstrate that it's so, that you're going to learn right away. If he said Brichas HaTorah, so that's Brichas HaTorah. Chach Tikno Chacham. I got to say Brichas HaTorah. So you would need Shon Al Asar. That's what I told you. You don't need Shon Al Asar. But if you want Abba Rabba, Abba Solem to serve the purpose, to serve as a Brichas HaTorah, so that's only provided Shon Al Asar. That's a Tosis, Machlokes in Tosis. Initial Lohari, they asked the Balatoski, going on, Ushena, and Alam, the Miyad Lachat Filo Shachris, Shonet Rudim, Aholchim Kach, We say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Their practice would be that we say Birchas HaTorah before Zel Mekoymah. We say Birchas HaTorah before Birchas HaShachar. Most people say that's why it's printed in the regular Siddur. Say Birchas HaTorah before Birchas HaShachar. But we don't sit down and learn then. See, if you learn the Zel Mekoymah, then you did learn. That's the whole purpose of a Zel Mekoymah. That you said Birchas HaTorah, then you learned. That would be Shana Al-Asar. But if the person said Birchas HaTorah and he didn't say Zel Mekoymah, so then, and after the davening, he goes to work. And after he works half a day at 2 o'clock, now he has 3 o'clock, he has time to sit and learn. So he said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, Baboy Kahashkem, and he doesn't begin to learn until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's not Shana Al-Asar. That's what they asked the Re. How are we yotzei with Birchas HaTorah? Kegon onam. Shein on alam de miyad lach ha-shachris. Shana trudim v'holchem for parnasa. Holchem kach v'lo lim v'radem tzayam till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock afternoon. Now yotzei later. Amayin onam v'rochem Birchas HaTorah again. We said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why don't we say again? Kishana maschilim lumad. Eishiv ha-ri. So he gave different answers. So first answer is the lakam alakosi. Vishalma hergam ashalon alamara. And so you don't need it. The Babli didn't say, so whenever there's machlegs with Babli and Shalma, we pass on like the Babli. That's the Rif at the end of the Erevin. He has such a klal. What's the reason for the klal? So the Rif says because the Chachmei had the Babli was edited years after the Yerushalmi. Shalmi was composed by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. That was this, Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. His Talmidim were the second generation. The Babli had a few more generations. So everything that it says in Yerushalmi was taken into consideration by the Chachmei HaBavli, and whatever they disagree with, so we say Hilchos Kebasroi. We paskan like the Amoraim of the Babli, or whatever they didn't quote. Here they're talking about Abbas Elam, Abba substituting for Birchas HaTorah. They didn't say that you require that Kishon Al-Asai. So you see, the Babli disagrees with Yerushalmi, and we paskan like the Babli. That's the problem with the Rambam. The Rambam usually follows the Rif from Sakalochem. Ruba, the Rubi, follows the Rif. And here we know, the Vilna Gaon points out that the Rambam very often will pass on like Yerushalmi is against Babli. So that's a problem. Because the Rif has this cloud. You always pass on like the Babli when it's in contradiction with Yerushalmi. So how come the Vilna Gaon points out, how come the Rambam often will pass on like the Yerushalmi against the Babli? So that's the first answer of the Rif. The Rish says, we don't pass on like the Yerushalmi because the Babli doesn't agree, because the Babli didn't quote it. And then he says another point, even if you do accept, we do pass on like the Yerushalmi and Shulchan Aruch, you need Shana Lassar. The Abba Rabba, Abba Solom can only serve as Birchas HaTorah if you start learning right away after Ma'ariv, after Shacharis. But that doesn't affect Birchas HaTorah. Afin lelefiha Yerushalmi. It's Dafka Abba Rabba. Don't have a Yikir Brocha the Birchas HaTorah. You want Abba Rabba to substitute. Mikra din Abba Rabba is a brocha in connection with the Kriya Shema. It's not really a Birchas HaTorah. You want it to serve as a Birchas HaTorah. So that's only if Shana Al-Asar, if he demonstrated that you want it. But Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. So there's no need to have Shana Al-Asar. That's the oath. That's the second answer of the Filu. If you have me, Tavka Abba Rabba, the Lahabi, you can brocha the Birchas HaTorah. Dika Abba Rabba was Niskan the Kriya Shema. Ubishvi lohi. It's really a Birchas Kriya Shema. So then, in the Birchas HaTorah, elam lamad, elam yumlad miyad, gam liyasa hesach adas. Abba Rabba, Abba Solom, who can only serve as a Birchas HaTorah, provided that he learns on the spot, and then if he's going to be Mesir Das later, they'll have to see another Birchas HaTorah. Interesting. But the real Birchas HaTorah, Shabbat HaBan, Shabbat HaBan, Shabbat HaTorah, Shabbat HaTorah, the real Birchas HaTorah that the Gemara has later, so that, where's the Birchas HaTorah? Right over here on this dot. The two of the three brachas that it's on Yud Aleph and Beis. So that you neither need Shana Lassa nor do you need that it should be without a Hesach Hadas. That's a person put on tefillin by Shacharis and he takes it off and goes to work. Then he wants to put on tefillin again by Mincha. So the Gemara, a second time in the same day. Mikra Din, once a day, every day is enough. You want to put on a second time in the same day, so it's you already did that mitzvah, so that's a machlekes in Sukkah, whether you say a bracha the second time around. Machlekes Rebbe and a Chacham, so we paskan like Rebbe. Machlekes Abai v'Rabba, whether you should paskan like Rebbe or not. And we do paskan like Rebbe. The tefillin, kol ayim Hashem menichon, Mevarach aleihem. Where is that in the Sukkah? We pass on halacha kerebi that every time you put on the film, say a bracha. So that's why, let's say a person sits in Sukkah, but Sukkah says Shivas Yamim. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that once you said the bracha leisha basukah the first night of Sukkot, you're covered for the next 7 days. Because it's one long hemshach of one mitzvah. Just like if you lick tefillin the second time in the same day, the chachamim hold you don't say a bracha the second time in the same day. So if you sit in Sukkot, you go to shul, you go into the Sukkot, then you go to work and you go back to the Sukkot. Every time you go back to the Sukkot, so there's one opinion in the Gemara, you only say one birchas hamitzvah at the beginning of Sukkot and it covers all the 7 days. So we don't pass like that. Just like we pass in tefillin, kolem, sheminichem, avorach aleim, so the same is true regarding Sukkot. If there was a hesach hadas in between the first yeshiva besukkah and the second, then you got to say another bracha the second time. Let's say a person shook the lulav the first time in the morning, then he puts it away, then he wants to shake lulav again in the afternoon. So Rashi is quoted, the Rishonim, the Talmidim of Rashi quoted, Rashi helped you say bracha the second time. Just like tefillin, kol em, sheminichem, avorach aleim. The same is true regarding Davin Minim. We don't accept that. We all know that tefillin, kolem mishem minichan, every time you put on the tefillin or Talmud Torah or yeshiva besukkah, every time you learn again, every time you sit in sukkah, it's a mitzvah. It's another mitzvah. So true, it's a hemshach of the same old mitzvah, but it is a kima mitzvah. So that's the machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim. We pass on that you do say a bracha, but by netilas lulav, the assumption is, Medag be nofek be, you were yotze ready. When you picked it up the first time, you were yotze. When you put it down, you pick it up the second time. It's a demonstration of Chavivas HaMitzvah. The Gemara says that was the practice of the Anshei Yerushalayim, that they would walk around all day long with the Dalet Minim. When they would daven Shemoneh Esrei, they would put it down. They would pick it back up again. When they would duchen, they would put it down. When they would get an aliyah, they would put down the Dalet Minim. They have to hold on to the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah. But then they would pick it up again later in the day. So Rashi is of the opinion that that's a Kima Mitzvah. That's like Lekin Tefillin the second time the same day. We don't accept that Rashi. We assume that there's no Kiyama Mitzvah, just Chavivas HaMitzvah. That's how the Gemara says. The Anshei Yerushalayim carried the Talmidim all day long. Lo'adiyah, kama mitzvahs Chavivas HaLeim. So that's the Shaila here by Talmud Torah. So the Rebbe HaTosfos in the second answer says, if you said a Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you don't have to have Shana Al Asar. The Birchas HaTorah covers all day long. You don't have to have Shana Al Asar. So it doesn't have to be Oivel HaSiyosa. Usually Birchas HaMitzvah has to be called a Mitzvah Skul Merach Aleim Oivel HaSiyosa. Why does it say Oivel? Why does it say Koidim? So the Rishonim all say Oivel means immediately before you do the Mitzvah. Now as to the exclusion of Oivel, the Oivel. It's way in advance and it's no good. So what's the guy doing over here? He says Birchas HaTorah and he doesn't learn right away. We say Birchas HaTorah and say Yirech HaShem Yishmecha Yerusham Padam Adach V'Yichonaka Ele Dvarim She'en Hamshir Ele Dvarim She'en Hamechot Perusein Bo'elam Hazeh. This is quotes that Tzarfatim have the practice. They start learning right away. Or by the Yekis they have the meaning from the days of the other Balei HaTosfos. They say Birchas HaTorah right before Hazeh Mekoyma. So the learning follows immediately after the bracha. But the Rebbe Balei HaTosfos says it's not necessary. You can say Birchas HaTorah in the morning and then go learn at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it's acceptable. So, but what happened to the Kol Kol HaMitzvah Kul Merach Aleim Oivel HaSiyosam? So obviously Birchas HaTorah is not part of that takonet. We assume Al Pi Pashtus all the other Birchas HaMitzvah are only the Rabbonin and Birchas HaTorah we follow that Shagasari follows the Ramban, that's their Raisa. Mishnah Berurah Paskens like that, Shagasari Paskens like the Ramban. The Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. They never made a takana of kol mitzvahs kul merach aleim oivel HaSiyosam. That's a takana the rabbanan on all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. There were 248 mitzvahs asay. So on one mitzvahs asay, namely of Talmud Torah, there's a birchas HaTorah deraisa. The others is only a bracha the rabbanan on the other 247 mitzvahs asay that you say brachas on. That's a takana the rabbanan kol mitzvahs kul merach aleim, and that should be oivel HaSiyosam immediately before. Birchas HaTorah, we give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the Torah. It doesn't have to be Shana Al-Asar. And there's no issue if you sit in Sukkah later in the day, say another bracha. And if you put on tefillin a second time in the day, we pass like Rebbe and say another bracha. But if you go and you learn the second time in the day, you don't say a second bracha, because the first bracha didn't have to be over lasi asam, didn't have to be immediately before. It's a mitzvah deraisa to say brichas hatar once a day, every day, even if you don't learn a word, even if you're not learning it at all, to say brichas hatar every day. And the takana derabbanan is only on the remaining 247 mitzvahs. They never made a takana kalam mitzvahs kulam marach aleim over lasi asam on Talmud Torah. That's covered with the brichas hatar deraisa. So they only made a takana on lulav, on sukkah, on other mitzvahs you need a bracha loyv also. So that's what the Bala Tosfos says here. He distinguishes. He said that if you said brichas hatara, you neither require oshan al asar. In other words, you don't need oivel asiyasim immediately before. Sometime before you learn, you should say. And there's no problem a hesachadas. If he goes to work for a couple of hours and he comes back and he goes back to learn, there's no machlikas, Rebbe and Achacham, whether you should say another bracha. No need. The takana was once a day, every day. You should say, then there I say, you say once a day, every day, you say brichas hatara. A brichas hamitzvah, that you shouldn't be mafsik in between, it should be oiv lasi asam. And if you have a hesach hadas, then you got to say another bracha. But he says, the second answer of the Rish. First answer was, maybe we don't pass like the Rishon, maybe pass like the Bavli. Second answer was, not feeling naniach like the Rishon. But the brichas hatera, there's no issue of oiv lasi asam. If you want to have Avarabba serve as a Bichas HaTorah, then you need Shana Al-Asar. But if you're saying the actual Bichas HaTorah, that you don't need Shana Al-Asar.
Are you saying that Tosfos holds that I don't even have to learn all day? I mean, maybe I have to learn, but it's just that he says that you don't have to learn all day? That's what he said?
You don't have to learn at all. You say Bichas HaTorah, even if the guy's going to work all day long, he's not going to learn
it.
When the Oid, I feel that if he had Rishalmi, the second reason why they asked the question, we say Brichas HaTorah in the morning, you don't get to learn anything, you don't learn a word till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's over the over, so he says there's no problem, you don't need Shana Lassar, and there's no problem over the over. It's a separate din, once a day, every day, you say Brichas HaTorah. I feel that if he had Rishalmi, Dafka Abba Rabba, the Lahab, you can broch the Brichas HaTorah, you can Abba Rabba Niskan the Kriyashma. Well, Bishvilahi, it's because of Kriyashma said then, and if the Brichas HaTorah can Yilma Miyad, Kam Liyasa Hesach HaDas. Masheni can the Brichas HaTorah, you need neither. You don't have to be Loimid Miyad. You don't have to worry about Hesach HaDas. Tosfos is going to say later, you're not Miyash, that's another answer. That's a different answer. But this answer is that Brichas HaTorah, if a person likes Tefillin, that means Misir does and puts on Tefillin again, we pass like Rebbe. There in Sukkah, where is it, Memvav, that you need another bracha on the tefillin. The same thing on the Sukkah, we pass like Rebbe. Every time you sit in Sukkah, after a Hesach Hadas, and you need another bracha, because Kol HaMitzvos Kul Maruch Aleihem Oivel Lasi Asam immediately before. But Brichas HaTorah is not under that category. That's not covered with the Takana Derabbanan Kol HaMitzvos Kul. It's a real din deraisa, Brichas HaTorah. So once a day, every day, you have to say, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank Him that gave us the Torah, even if you're not going to learn a word all day long. More correct is you're supposed to learn every day. You're supposed to learn a little bit every day and a little bit every night.
According to the Shabbatari that we mentioned earlier, according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is the king of Talmud Torah. So why do you need to learn right after davening? Why doesn't Kriyat Shema work for that?
Meaning, according to the Beit Tosfos Paskins, that Kriya Shema is lab derais, and the pasuk that says Pshach v'kmecha goes on leaving HaTorah. That's a very good question. That's a very good question. But why do you have to have Shana Al Asar to learn something else? The Kriya Shema itself should be the Shana Al Asar. I think the Rishonim assume the Pshat and Yerushalmi means you have to demonstrate that you want the Abba Rabba Abba Solem to serve as a Brichas HaTorah, because normally it's only a Brichas Kriya Shema. Why does it depend on what you had in mind? Why is it necessary to demonstrate? I don't know. That's what they say. If you said Brichas HaTorah, that is Brichas HaTorah. Said Abba Rabba is basically to spell out the themes and the three parshias of Shema. So Abba Rabba is to spell out the theme. And the second parsha, that's why it talks about Avienu L'Sholem Yarba Kamfas Ha'aretz. Where does that come in? We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Abba Rabbah, he should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, because in the second parsha of Yom Shemaya, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry at us because we're going to worship Abba Rizal. He's going to send us into Chutz L'Aretz. So since we talk in the second parashah, we want to talk about Golus, so in the Brichos Kriya Shema, the second bracha, which corresponds to the second parsha, so we speak about the theme, Aliyenu L'Sham, to come back there at Yisrael. Doesn't belong in the first parsha. Doesn't belong in the first parsha. The first bracha. We say in the regular siddur, what do you say? But coming back, that doesn't belong there. So I think the Torah quotes that many of the Goyim didn't say that line. Or Chodosh Al Tzion Torah doesn't belong there. The first bracha is about light, about Yetzirah. About Yetzirah, about Kodesh Baruch Hu created light, and we believe the same God is the God of light, the God of darkness, the same God. But Or Chodosh Al Tzion Torah is not, does mean light. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's really a problem. Why do you say that line? Others leave out that line. Nusach Chabad, I think they leave it out because many of the Goyim said you leave it out. It doesn't make sense. It means that they were anti-Zionistic. I think that's a joke. I think Louis Ginsberg, if I'm not mistaken. Louis Ginsberg used to be in the Jewish Theological Seminary. He in the Sfarim that he printed in Hebrew, so he writes on the cover page, he writes, Lady Ginsberg, Doshmini Lahagro. He's very proud of his yichas. That is a direct descendant from the Vavdon. He says, sit learn Begili Rosh. He learned in Slobodka in Europe, then he came to America, to the Jewish Theological Seminary. He learned Begili Rosh. So the only guy is dancing from joy that he had a descendant like Louis Ginsberg. So he wrote a book in English, Students, Saints, and Scholars. So he has, that's a nice book. So he has biographies of different Gedolim over the generation. He has some interesting comments there. So he has a one line, why did they go in and leave out the line, Archodesh Al Tzion Torah? They were not Zionistic. Nothing to do with Zionistic. In the second bracha, he said, we're all Zionistic. We want to come back. But it only belongs in the second bracha. Abarab doesn't belong in the first bracha because each bracha corresponds to each paragraph in Kriya Shema. So the second parsha writes, the Baruch Shalom is going to send us into Golus. So we say, please bring us back. The first bracha corresponds to the first parsha. It doesn't talk about Golus, so why should we talk about Orchodosh Al Tzion Torah? And it doesn't refer to the light, the Yetzirah. Orchodosh means Zionism. So Zionism belongs in the second bracha, it doesn't belong in the first bracha.
Doesn't mean that we're going to die? There won't be rain, vegetation?
No, Baruch Shalom is going to send us. No, he's going to send us into Golus.
Talks about there won't be rain.
That's a different thing. Then it says, we're going to be sent into Golus. Then it says, what's the next person? Zaptam is Dvarei Eila. So Rashi says, even when you're in Golus, you still have to observe all the mitzvahs. The Pasha Pshat and the Parsha. Even in Golus, you should still observe Tefillin and Mezuzah. You should still keep all the mitzvahs in Golus. Yeah. So that's the line that Tosfos says. The Ode, he says, you only need Shana Lasar if you want Avarabba to function as a Bichas HaTorah. And it only functions for Bichas HaTorah for what you learned then. And if you're going to have a Hesach Hadas and going to continue learning a few hours later, then you're going to have to say another Bichas HaTorah later. But if you decided the Bichas HaTorah, like if you lay Tefillin a second time in a day, you say Bracha, you sit in Sukkah, and then you had a Hesach Hadas, and then 5 hours later you go back into the Sukkah. So we passed in the same as Tefillin. So Sukkah also, every time you go back to Sukkah, sit in Sukkah after Hesach Hadas, you say another bracha. But you go back to learning also, every time you say another bracha, unless you said Bichas HaTorah. Because Bichas HaTorah, that's a Din D'oraisa, that's not covered with the Takana D'Rabbanan Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevorach Aleihem Ma'ariv L'Asiyasim. That has to be immediately before. Bichas HaTorah is once a day, every day, even if you don't learn a word, and even if you learn with a hafsak in between. It's not that the bracha has to relate to the mitzvah. All the other 247 mitzvahs, essay in the Chumash, require a bichas HaMitzvah in advance, and it should be over L'Asiyasim immediately before. So if you have a Hesach Hadas, and then you repeat the mitzvah later, you got to repeat the bracha later. But Bichas HaTorah, you don't have to repeat. So that's what Tosfos says, that the second answer of the read, the two differences between having Avarabba serve as the Bichas HaTorah or the real Bichas HaTorah. One is whether it has to be Oivel HaSiyasim immediately before, Yimod Miyad. He's learning, why do you need Shana Lasar? Because all Bichas HaMitzvah has to be Oivel HaSiyasim immediately before. Gam Liyasa HaSach HaDas, and if you make a HaSach HaDas, all the time you always have to say another bracha because it's not oivel asiyasa. It's oivel diyovel when you said the bracha 6 hours early and you had a big hapsok in between. But when you say brichas hatera, then you don't require oivel asiyasa. That's a real din deraisa. Once a day, every day, you say brichas hatera. It's a chiddush. Avol brichas hashabach abanu brichas lasik b'divrei sar she'enik the brichas hatera. But there is kol hayom because it's not governed with the rules and regulations of kol hamitzvos kulam. It's a real din deraisa. In time of Mashna Misuk is Zorch Lavacha Kol Suda Vesuda Leishei Basuke. So the Pashtus is that Birchas Hatar is a din deraisa. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It doesn't have to be Oivel Asiyasim. Even in Amharit, it doesn't know how to learn a word. He still says Birchas Hatar. He already said that. Except, I don't know. This is probably a different Balatosis is asking this question. Mashna Misuk is Zorch Lavacha Kol Suda Vesuda Leishei Basuke. It's not exactly accurate about Kol Suda Basuda. Let's say a guy comes home from Shacharis and he goes into the sukkah and he says, Leishim Basuki has breakfast, then he stays in the sukkah all day long, then he has lunch, then he has supper, and after supper he goes to Davin Minchamar. He doesn't say a bracha Kol Suda Basuda. You don't say a bracha. It's one long kima mitzvah. He said the bracha Eivel Asiyasim. You don't have to say a bracha every moment. It's a hemshech of the same mitzvah. You have to say, it means if there was a Hesach Hadas in between. So that's what they're asking. How come by Sukkah, if there's a Hesach Hadas in between, we paskin like Rebbe, whenever there's a Hesach Hadas in Tefillin, you say another bracha, even though it's a continuation of the same mitzvah. And by Sukkah, every time there's a Hesach Hadas, say another bracha, even though it's a continuation of the same mitzvah for all 7 days, there's no Hapsok at all. So how come over there, when there's a Hesach Hadas, you need a new bracha? How come on Talmud Torah, you don't need a new bracha? So we already said why. I don't know. Tosis is asking probably a different Bala Tosis here. You should check in the other Rishonim and the Tosis of Harosh that they had all of this together. The read with this.
Rabbi saying that Abba Rabba, even though in general Rabbi Torah is some sort of Darais type Shebach thing, that Abba Rabba is different. Why would Abba Rabba be any different? Where in the Hechem Tosis there's a Berchus Hamitzvah type aspect of Berchus Torah. We only know the Shebach thing.
So the Rishonim said you need Shana Lassar. Shana Lassar is identical with the verse of Oivel Asiyasim as opposed to Oivel the Oivel. If you're going to learn 5 hours later, so the Brichas Abba Rabba that you said is Oivel the Oivel, so it's not acceptable.
So Rabba, even though the Darais is in a Brichas Torah, the Rabban were talking a completely different type of Brichas Torah. By saying that Abba Rabba works.
No, Abba Rabba, they were mistaken initially Avur HaKriyashma, they say. The Kriyashma Niskan, Bishvilahi, is Niskan not as a Brichas Torah. But since it has all the themes, so you can have it serve as a Birchas HaTorah, as a Birchas HaMitzvah for learning if you want to learn Al Asar. But if you're going to have a pause, and then you're going to have Abba Rabba now, then you're going to learn later, so then that's over the over.
So you got to stand up. I would make just another Birchas HaTorah Daraisa, in order so that I should be Mekayim of Daraisa Shevach, no?
But that din, that pasuk that you have to say Birchas HaTorah, is once a day, every day. Whenever you have a pasuk, the Rambam has like that, that there's a chiyuv to daven once a day, every day min haTorah. Tefillas min derabbanan means if you daven 3 times a day, 4 times a day, 5 times a day, or the nusach haTefillah, that's the Rabbanan. But the obligation to daven once a day, every day is the right, because the pasuk says, "Ve'ofta b'chol avavchem, avodah shebaleil," is tefillah. So how did the Rambam know that it's once a day, every day? So I think the stipler quotes, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third paragraph that biblically the obligation to duchen is once a day, every day. You're not mechayiv to duchen a second time in the same day. So if you're davening shachris and musaf, kach tikna chacham, you have to duchen and shachris and duchen and musaf. But if it's a regular day, I duchen already by the first minyan, and then I have no coin to duchen by the second minyan, they ask me to do them a favor, I should duchen. I'm not mechayiv min haTorah, I'm not mechayiv min derabbanan to duchen a second time in the same day. Why? Because the Gemara understood whenever there's a mitzvah in the Chumash and it's unclear how often it has to be fulfilled, it's understood that it's once a day, every day. Let's say Zechiris HaMolek wants to say once a day, every day. So we assume because it says Zohar, Loisishkach, and Yeshia Shikcha, Zid Beis Chodesh, that's what the Chassam Sefer writes in the Tshuvas. Since the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias that Yeshia Shikcha, Zid Beis Chodesh, that's why the Chachamim understood over there that Parsha Zohar is once a year, every year. But whenever you have a mitzvah, let's say Talmud Torah, it says in Chumash you shall learn Torah. It doesn't say how often. So we would have understood once a day, every day. But once you have the pasuk v'gisabo yomam v'loyla, so it modifies it. It means once a day, every day, and once a night, every night. So according to Tosfos, the Kriya Shema Lav Deraisa, so the pasuk b'shach b'chav kamecha says the same as the pasuk v'gisabo yomam v'loyla. Based on the pasuk that says Talmud Torah, you would have thought once a day, every day. And that it says b'shach b'chav, that means once a day, every day, and once a night, every night. You should say you should do Talmud Torah. But any other mitzvah, you say once a day, every day. So that's Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah doesn't say how often you have to say. So we assume it's once a day, every day, and it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. You don't need Oivel HaSiyasim immediately before. And there's no issue of Pesach HaTaz HaMitzvah once a day, every day, to say this bracha. So if the fellow didn't say the Birchas HaTorah, he says, Avarabah, which is Niskan Yikoroi, to spell out the themes of the three parshios, and the Kriya Shema, so then if he wants, he can serve as a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Talmud Torah. But that's only Shana Lassar, if he's going to learn right away. Otherwise, it's not Oibah Lassi Yosem, because this is not the Birchas HaTorah. Why should you say on the level of the Raisa? I don't know. On the level of the Raisa, there is no particular Nusach. Why do you say? Only if he said Birchas HaTorah, that you don't need Shana Lassar. But if he said Avar Rabbah, that's only serving as a Birchas HaMitzvah. Not serving as a Birchas HaTorah. Why not? If it has the same themes, I don't know, but that's what the second suggestion of the Ri is. That even if Yishalmi says in each on al-Asar, that's because you want to have a rabbit to function as a Birchas HaMitzvah, so you need over immediately before in each on al-Asar. If there'll be a Hesach Hadas, you got to say another bracha, like on Sukkah, like on Tefillah, like the Gemara there, Memhei, Memvod, and Sukkah. And then it would appear that this, the one who's asking the next question, must be a different Balatosis. It does. I don't think it's the Ri. You should look in the Oz world. We should look in the way they quote this thesis. They ask the question, how come on Sukkah whenever there's a Hesach Hadas? It does mean kol Suda v'Suda. It means when there's a Hesach Hadas in between, so you require another bracha. That's the machlokes there in Sukkah. We pass like that because we pass like Rebbe by Tefillin. So why don't you say the same by Talmud Torah? So the thesis gives a different answer. Yeshlam et Shani Torah. Yeah. Maybe he's not thinking in halachas mishnayas, but all of his life, every activity that he does, he has to check in his mind, am I doing the right thing? He's in business. You're not allowed to cheat the people in business. You have to charge the right price and so on. You're not allowed to cover up on the mumim that the merchandise have. So he's always thinking and learning. He's always... When he's acting all day long, he's always thinking and learning. Everything he does is based on halachas. So Tosfos says there's never any Hesach Hadas. When there's a major Hesach Hadas in mitzvahs, then you got to say another bracha. Talmud Torah then never is Hesach Hadas. So that's a different answer. The answer before was that the takana kol mitzvahs kum bracha leim over lasios immediately before, as opposed to over the over. That doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a different, Birchas HaTorah is a different bracha. So it's a bracha deraisa. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. All the Birchas HaMitzvah, they're Rabbanan. Talmud Torah is a bracha deraisa. It's a different kind of a bracha. Aval achila b'sukkah yeshua kevua. It's a funny lashon. It's fantastic. It gives you the mistaken impression that if the guy sitting in sukkah all day long and he has breakfast at this hour, lunch at this hour, and supper at this hour, he says three times leishem basukkah, the din is not so. I don't think you can't say that. That's what Tosfos meant. It meant that there's a hesach hadas in between. So what are they hacking about? Zman kavua. The lotion is megumgum in Tosfos. Then what do they ask? How come we don't say a bracha when you go to sleep in the sukkah? Yeah, you say a bracha when you eat bread in the sukkah, because that's achilas keva, has to be in the sukkah. Achilas haroi can be chutz l'sukkah. So you only say bracha when you eat achilas keva. But shino, even shino saroi has to be in the sukkah. No such thing as shino saroi. Shino is always going to be a keva. So they say, how come if a person daven ma'ariv in shul and then he comes back home, he goes to sleep right away on sukkahs, why doesn't he say a birchas hamitzvah when he's about to go to sleep? He had hesach hadas in between. He went to shul for an hour for mincha ma'ariv and he learned in shul in between. Yeah. So what do they say? Yishlam the bracha da achilas shem bracha leishit potrasai. Why? But what if he just comes home to go only to go to sleep? If he ate supper and then he goes to sleep and the avatar has hadas, of course potrasai. He wouldn't say a bracha on breakfast, lunch, and supper either if there was no Hesach Hadas. Only if there's a Hesach Hadas. We're talking, he ate supper already. He goes to the Shul Damos Ben Chabad, and he goes back home, and he goes to sleep in the sukkah right away. That's all he does. He doesn't need it all. So what did I say? The bracha that he said when he had the achila patas. Yeah, if there's no Hesach Hadas, it patas. But if there was a Hesach Hadas, how does it patas? Yeah.
You say Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaShevach. Why do you have to say it before you learn? Why wouldn't you be able to say it at any point in time in the day unless you say
I don't know, it was that a din deraisa that it's not proper to learn before you say Berachas HaTorah. I don't know if that's a din deraisa. Maybe the din deraisa only is once a day, every day. You should say Sheva. The Gemara says, Amev do ha'orz, al shal ha'bircha ba'torah t'chilo, that Rabban Shalom destroyed the Churban Bayis Sheni. Al shal ha'bircha the Churban Bayis Rishon, because they worshipped Avodah Zarah and they did Gelarais and Shvichas Damah, they did major averes. Churban Bayis Sheni was al shal ha'bircha ba'torah t'chilo. So you see, he's supposed to say the bracha before. I don't know. Why dafka do you need before? The Ran at the end of Nedarim has a famous piece on that. The Ran says that on secular disciplines, when you go to university, you don't say a bracha. So if people learn and they don't say the Berachas HaTorah beforehand, so they're treating the Torah as if it were a secular discipline. So that's a Bizoyin HaTorah. Bizoyin HaTorah is a terrible aver. Treat it like a Shar Chochmas is not proper. I don't know, but is that that halacha says you have to recite Berachas HaTorah before you learn? Is that part of the din of Berachas HaTorah? Is that a din because of Kavanat Torah? To show Kavanat Torah? I don't know. Maybe it's only din the Rabban. Maybe it's a different. Maybe it is there. I say. Maybe it's a mitzvah of Kavanat Torah. Kavanat Torah is a very important mitzvah. I don't know. So Tosfos says that you don't say bracha on sleeping because the bracha on achila patas said, yeah, that we know. If it's all without a Hesach Hadas, that's the breakfast, lunch, and supper also. If he's in sukkah the whole day and there's no Hesach Hadas, and he davens mincha ma'arim in the sukkah, you only say Berachas Leisha Basukkah by breakfast, and it covers the whole day long. And if you slept in the sukkah the night before, he'd only say one bracha all 7 days. Berachas Leisha Basukkah, and he doesn't leave the sukkah. He davens shachar, mincha ma'arim, everything in the sukkah. So you only say one bracha. It's one long mitzvah. Basukkah's teshuv shivasim. You only say a new bracha called suda basuda. There's a Hesach Hadas. So the first answer of Tosfos is obvious. That's if there's no Hesach Hadas, there was no issue in the first place. Berachas Achila Patra said that's a double portion. Inami is even if there was a Hesach Hadas, he went to shul for an hour and he comes back and he starts going to sleep right away. No, Yishum Shema Lo Yishan Habi Bracha Levat Tola. It won't be over Lasi Osim. It may turn out to be over the Yavi. Doesn't control. If he just tosses and turns in bed, that's called aroi. If he falls asleep, that's called keva. So we don't say a bracha on yeshiva besuk aroi. Only when you eat achilas keva. Only when you eat bread or when you actually want to go to sleep. So if you taka have control over yourself, you can fall asleep right away. Fine. So you would have said a bracha leishem basuk when you go to sleep. But since he doesn't have control, most people don't have control. Mishem shem leishan, habi bracha levatol sharein biyodolishan kol shor shiyur. Not everybody can fall asleep right away. And what if he's taking a pill to fall asleep? To have such pills? So then he would say, Tosfos would say, Lisha Masuka, according to this second answer. He does have control. He's going to take a pill, he's going to fall asleep right away. Yeah.
When Tosfos asks what's the difference between Sukkah and Berachas HaTorah, you're not miyayish versus sukkah that you are. So is it possible that it's the same Bali Tosfos? He's just saying that now that the nature of Berachas HaTorah has changed, it's in Avah Rabbah, we treat it like another Berachas HaMitzvah, and therefore we care about Hesach Hadas also. So now, even if you do learn after Shmoneh Esrei, right, we still care about Hesach Hadas, like any other mitzvah, like sukkah, even if you eat right after, you're going to have to make a new bracha later. Same thing with lulav, so too here. And he answers, "Ein miyayish daito." It's like an answer within that we're never
miyayish das. There is no Hesach Hadas, yeah. But before, it sounds like the two issues that has to be over lasiyasim immediately before, and we have Hesach Hadas, got to say another bracha, that's only by other mitzvahs, or by other brachas aside from the real Berachas HaTorah. If you want to have a rabbit to serve as the Berachas HaTorah, that's going to be the Torah's Berachas HaMitzvah. So then you'll need over lasiyasim. But if you want to recite the Berachas HaTorah, the real din deraisa, and so that you neither need oivel asiyasam shana miyad, nor does it pose a problem if you're going to have Hesach Hadas and anything. Before it sounds like they're not worried about Hesach Hadas. Here they're saying there never is a Hesach Hadas. Because all day long, all of his actions are based on halacha. So he's always thinking and learning. It's always, his whole life is a Hemshach of learning. Sounds like there's two different answers. Sounds like it should be two different Bali HaTestos. That's my impression. Yeah, what does Tesis say, Vaita? Here there, the Maritzkais quotes the Kasha. So how do you say Hamapil? If you're afraid the guy's not going to fall asleep, so how come you say Hamapil? So he said the answer is that Hamapil is recited even if you don't fall asleep. It goes on the Ched L'Shena, if you're drowsy. If you're not drowsy, you don't say Hamapil. Only if you're drowsy, so then the bracha goes on the Ched L'Shena. It doesn't go on Shena. But by Leisha Basuke, our meaning is we only say the bracha when you do a Maisa Shal Kriyas that Al Pidin requires Sukkah. So sleeping is a Maisa Kriyas. Eating a Chilus Keva requires the Sukkah. But just to toss and turn in bed and he doesn't control whether he can fall asleep or not, that's not called a Maisa Shal Kriyas. So to say a bracha over sleeping in the Sukkah, that doesn't make sense because it may turn out to be over the over. But to say the bracha HaMapil, that doesn't pose a problem because the bracha, even if you don't fall asleep, HaMapil is in place. That's where the Maritzchai is in. So what's a Machrenu like that? Person wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Lilmud. Yeah, does he have to say Birchas HaTorah? It's before Alos HaShachar. Ein tzarich levar Birchas HaTorah, mnei she Birchas HaTorah shal esmol shachris pateres ad shachris acheres. What did he say? He said Birchas HaTorah is one of the Birchas HaShachar. So if he wakes up 5 o'clock in the morning, he's not ready to say the Birchas HaShachar yet. When he'll say Birchas HaShachar, he'll say the Birchas HaTorah as well. You have to say once a day every day. Yeah, once a day every day, but the day begins at night. I don't say Birchas HaTorah, let's say. I learn in the Beis Medrash till after 6:30. And we don't daven Maariv till late. Let's say you have 10 o'clock minyan to daven Maariv. So the new day begins at Seis HaKachom. You don't say a new bracha. So if the din is once a day, every day, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Why do we say it when we wake up in the morning? Why do we say it when the new day begins? The new day begins by Yerav HaYivarki Yeremecha. Yom Halach Achar HaLaila, the Jewish calendar, all the days begin with sunset. So why don't you say the Birchas HaTorah then? I don't know. So somehow we assume it begins in the morning. The day for these purposes begins the waking day. Waking day. So if he wants to learn 5 o'clock in the morning before he said Birchas HaTorah, that's okay. The day begins with the Birchas HaShachar. They says, we'll only hear it. They don't think it's correct. You got to say, they didn't explain why don't you have to say the new Birchas HaTorah every day after Tzeis HaKachavim. If it's once a day, every day, fine. But it should be after every night, after Tzeis HaKachavim, you ought to start all over again. A new day begins, you ought to start all over again and say new Birchas HaTorah. So that, they didn't explain why. But they just say, this part of the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't make sense. That Birchas HaTorah only applies when you say Birchas HaShachar. It's part of the Birchas HaShachar, that's we learn the hero. So if you wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, you had your whole night's sleep, so you should really say Birchas HaTorah all over again. Why shouldn't you say the night before? No, they're not explaining it. Well, they said, Atzafatim Nogalom HaPsukim, right after every day, when you say Birchas HaTorah, they say the Psukim of, what's the hay? Psukim did Birchas Kohanim. Yerech Hashem Yishmerechom. So the meaning is, the Balayatesis, they were Balayatesis in Germany, in France, different countries. So the French Balayatesis had a practice to say, the Psukim de Birchas Kohanim, right after saying Birchas HaTorah. That they followed Yerushalmi, Shana al-Asar, not only by Abba Rabba, not like the Re said. The Re first said, we don't pass like Yerushalmi. Then he said, even if you do pass like the Yerushalmi, it only applies when you want to have a rabbi to serve as Birchas HaTorah. But if you're really saying Birchas HaTorah, you don't need Shana al-Asar. And I said, Tzalfatim, don't follow that Re. They said, no, you're going to have Shana al-Asar. You always need. The Birchas HaTorah has to be over Lassiyas immediately before you learn. So they would say Psukim, the Birchas Kohanim, Gam El Dram Shein Lahem Shir, it's a Mishnah, El Dram Shein Lechel Peresem Bo'el Mazel, that's a Memra. Mepnei Harishami, the Boy Shilom et al Asa. And Tosfos thinks that it's not correct. They think the Ri is right, that there's no need. This is not governed with the rules of Kol HaMitzvahs, Kulam Aruch HaLeim HaRish Yosem. This is our Bracha Derais. It has its own rules and regulations. Once a day, every day. And it doesn't require Oivel HaSiyosem. It doesn't require that it should be recited immediately before. A big chiddush. So here they're going back to what the Ri said in the beginning. In the middle, they threw in that Mishnah Sukkah from Talmud Torah. And they say the Talmud Torah, there's never a Hesach Hadas. But the Pashta says that even if there would have been a Hesach Hadas, even if the guy goes into a coma, even if he's in the intensive care unit in the middle of the day, he's not thinking of anything. Still, that's the halacha, once a day, every day. Not because all day long I'm thinking and learning. Sounds like it's two different shittas in Tosfos. Not a hemshah for the same sheet. You have to look in the Ozaru and the other Rishonim, how they quote it. Yeah, one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, whatever he learns, whether you're learning Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Gemara, Kitzur Shulchanach, whatever you learn, Anyanket, whatever you learn. But the Gemara has a shaila: is it really a Bichas HaMitzvah? Bichas HaTorah is a Bichas HaMitzvah. Whenever you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you have to say Bichas HaTorah, or is it only after some types of learning? So the Gemara has the machlokes. Amar Avuna, lemikru tzorach lebarach. You only need Birchas HaTorah before you learn Tanakh. The Medrash and tzorach lebarach. Medrash means if the Medrash Tanoim that you derive Torah Shabbat Peh derives dinim from the Psukim by reading in between the lines. So if you're learning Medrash HaTanoim, Sifros, Sifrei, Mechilta, you don't have to say Birchas HaTorah. Only on Torah Shabbat. It's a different kind of a. It's not a Bichas HaMitzvah. It would have been a Bichas HaMitzvah. Whenever you're about to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you should say Bichas HaTorah. It's a din deraisa. It's a different din. The Cheftza of Torah requires a bracha out of Kovod HaTorah. Cheftza Shal Torah is only a text. The text is only Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh doesn't have any text. The next opinion, Rabbi Lozam and the Mikra and the Medrash Tzorach Lebarach, the Mishnah and Tzorach Lebarach. The two parts of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mishnah has all the halachas of the Torah Shebaal Peh arranged topically. The Medrash has all the dinim of the Torah Shebaal Peh derived from the phrases in the Psukim. So the next opinion is you have to say Birchas HaTorah when you have Torah Shebaal Peh, but only Torah Shebaal Peh, that part of Torah Shebaal Peh, we're deriving the dinim from the Psukim. So basically you're interpreting the Torah Shebichsav. It's not Lefi Pshuto, you're giving an additional level of interpretation. Medrash means reading in between the lines. So it's considered the mitzvah of Lima Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara in Gitna has a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. The Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara has a machlokes in Perek HaNizokin, whether Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Baal Peh, which is the majority of Torah. So the Prima Godim has a Psicha Kolelus to Orach Chaim, where he starts off with the Kasha. He quotes this kasha from the Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva and Horiyu says the kasha. How can anybody in his right mind think that the roiv of the Torah is Torah Shebichsav? You go to any library, Torah Shebichsav is Chof Tavad Kisra HaKodesh Esma V'Yarba. Machlokes, whether 23 or 24, whether Esther, the book of Esther is part of Tanakh, we pass and Esther is part of Tanakh, Esther is Matamis HaYadayim, so they're 24 swarm. Going to the other opinion in the Gemara, only 23 Svarim in the Tanakh. There's no Esther is not part of Tanakh. So there are 24 Svarim in Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh, there are millions of Svarim. Rab Chaim, Rab Baruch Ber, Rab Shimon Shkop, and the Gemaras, and the Yerushalmi, and the Babli, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, and everything else. So much Torah Shebaal Peh. How can anybody think that Rav Torah is Torah Shebichsav? It's a pillar. So the Prima Godim at the beginning of the Psicha Kalalos quotes this Be'er Sheva and Hoirius. He says the main part of Torah really is much more than everything else is the halachas that are derived by reading in between the lines. Halachas l'mashim misinah, there are very few. The Rambam and the Psicha to Pirush HaMishnayos and the end of Brachas gives you a whole list. He thinks that that's a complete list of all our halachas l'mashim misinah. That's a short list, not so big. So that's real Torah Shebaal Peh. but it's a short list. So the bulk of Torah and all the libraries and there, the bulk of Torah really is Medrash, the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, because halacha from Moshe Mishnah is hardly anything. So he says that was the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza, where the Medrash has the status of Torah Shebichsav, the Medrash has the status of Torah Shebal Peh. If drushes, the dinim that you read by reading in between the lines, the dinim that you establish by reading in between the lines, if that's considered Torah Shebichsav, then Rav Torah is Bichsav. Forget about the text of the 24 Kisvei HaKodesh. The Rav Torah, the dinim that are established based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas. And if you hold that the drushes, if you hold that drushes, that the Medrash that you're reading in between the lines is Torah Shebal Peh, then the Rav Torah is going to be Bal Peh. That's the machlokes. The Mai Nafkei Minah, whether drushes have this status of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what the whole Prima got in the first part he quotes from the Be'er Sheva. And then he takes over after that and he starts giving him what are the Nafkei Minahs L'dina, whether it has the dinim of Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh. So it could be that this is one of the Nafkei Minahs. Maybe that's what it is over here. Rav Lozer is in disagreement. Rav Lozer is in disagreement with Shmuel. Shmuel says you only have to say Birchas HaTorah for Mikra. The Medrash ain't Tzorach Levarach, because Medrash is Torah Shebal Peh. And Rav Lozer disagrees and says, no, the Mikra with a Medrash. You only have to recite, the obligation to recite Birchas HaTorah is only on Torah Shebichsav. And Medrash, the drush is reading it between the lines, is also considered the status of Torah Shebichsav. But Mishnah is pure Torah Shebal Peh. Mishnah, the same dinim that were established based on reading in between the lines, but they were presented in a different order. So you have all of Hilchas Gitta, Maseches Gitta, all the dinim of Yom Kippur, Maseches Yuma. You're not learning posik by posik and learning out the drushes and the psukim. You're talking about the dinim, like Shulchan Aruch. So that's what that's the machlokes. That's the Rav Lozer says only Medrash needs Birchas HaTorah, because Medrash is also considered like Torah Shebichsav. But Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh. Mishnah, you're not reading in between the lines. Mishnah just saying the Allah, and then so on. Rav Yochanan disagrees, says no. You have to recite Birchas HaTorah for Torah Shebal Peh. Also, Gemara not. Why Gemara not? Well, Talmud law, why not? How do you explain that? Why is there Al Pidin a difference between Mishnah and Talmud? We don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbah. After the Talmud, so on. Even Gemara asked, but why do Rabbi Yochanan distinguish between Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh, and you do require Rav Bracha. So if you require Rav Bracha with Torah Shebal Peh also, the Talmud should be the same. Why should Talmud be different? Unless you say with the Chazon Ish's Gemara, now with the Zohar in the first parak, the Gemara says that Gemara had a tradition that Rabbi Akiva was not aware of. Rabbi Akiva thought that Bakoichva may turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, so he was supporting him as the Melech HaMashiach, and all the others disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. And they said, Yala asadam b'chayecha ba'dayim ben David lobo. You're going to be dead and buried, and grass is going to grow on top of your grave. Yala asadam b'chayecha, your cheeks. Grass is going to grow on top of your cheeks. And adayim ben David lobo. It's not yet, he gia hazman for b'yas HaMashiach. And they told Rabbi Akiva, they have a tradition that he never heard of, that the world is going to last for 6,000 years, and it's broken down into three units. The first 2,000 years is Tohu, the middle 2,000 years is Torah, and the last 2,000 years is Imos HaMashiach. And this Esek with Bar Kochba was in the middle 2,000 years. It was before the year 4,000, Libriya Soilum. So Gemara explains it. What do you mean? That the first 2,000 years was Tohu. That if you see Adam Sheis Hanesh Kenim Alala says, when Adam gave birth to Sheis, when Sheis gave birth to Anish, when Anish gave birth to Canaan, Ba'alala, Yered, all the way down. So if you add up all the years, so it says, it comes out that Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948. And then the Gemara says, we have a tradition, Gemiri, that HaNefesh HaShirasa B'choran, in this week's Seder, he's preaching monotheism, publicly, that was when he was age 52. So that was in the year 2000, Libriya Soilam. So that's considered the beginning of Torah. Shnei Alafim Torah. Shnei Alafim Torah goes till the year 4000, Libriya Soilam, which is approximately the cutoff point between the Zman HaMishnah and the Zman HaGemara. That's the end of the Shnei Alafim Torah. And then, starting from that year, the year 4000, Libriya Soilam, that's Shnei Alafim Mos HaMashiach. And Moshiach can come at any time. So the Maharsha was bothered with Akasha. What do you mean the Shnei Halachim Torah is up, but I'm still here? Maharsha lived in the last 2,000 years. He didn't live in the Tkufa of the Amoraim. He didn't live in the Tkufa of the Tanoim. The year 4,000 was approximately about the time Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi died. The cutoff point between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. So the Maharsha says, the Gemara says, Shnei Halachim Torah doesn't mean it. Means only the first 2,000 years were Tohu, and then Avraham Avinu starts preaching monotheism, and Efesh HaShirasa B'choron, that's the beginning of Torah. Then Torah is the Liyodon Void. Yimos HaMashiach is only the last 2,000 years, but it doesn't mean that Torah was only the middle 2,000 years. No. Starting from the year 2000 on till Seif Kalayomim is the Zman of Limud HaTorah. That's what the Maharsha says. The Chazon Ish quotes that in Hilchos Treifos, the Chazon Ish and Yerideah. And he thinks otherwise. That just like the first 2,000 years is only, Shnei Halachim Torah is only, and Yimos HaMashiach is only the last 2,000, Shnei Halachim Torah is only the middle 2,000 years. I bet the Chazon Ish is still here. He's in the last 2,000 years. So he says, Shnei Halachim Torah means all the dinim had to be nikva in the middle, in the middle 2,000 years. Shnei Halachim Torah. So we have dinim in the Mishnah that in Hilchos Treifos that don't correspond to reality b'zman hazeh. So the Chazon Ish says, it had to be nikva at that time. So since in the days of the Tanaim, the Amoraim didn't come up with new categories of thought. They juggled a little bit when they passed like this Tana, like the other Tana, they touched up a little bit. Sometimes they disagreed with Tanaim, but they didn't come up with new concepts in Halacha. The Tanaim lived in the Tkuf of the Shnei Halachim Torah. So that's when you had to be Koveya, all the Halachas, let's say Chalamoy. The whole system of Malacha and Chalamay, Lamasara Kosav Allah Chachamim. So whenever you have a din of Lamasara Kosav Allah Chachamim, which Chachamim? So that has to be in the Shnei Halachim Torah. So they had to set up the whole system of Malachas Chalamay, the whole system of the Torah Shem Alpeh was set up in the Shnei Halachim Torah. And we learn Torah, but we're not being Kaveh and Inu Allah. That's the Chazon Ish says. Even though there are Mishnais and Hilchos Treifos that don't correspond to reality today. The animal is going to die if it has this problem. It's not going to die if it has that problem. Nothing corresponds. So he says, the Halachas of Treifos had to be Nikva at that time. Yeah, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan thinks. I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to say, Afla Mishnah, Namitzor Chavarach, Abba the Talmud and Tzor Chavarach. Why? Because the Mishnah is from the Shnei Halachim Torah and the Talmud is after. Maybe the Gemara is the cutoff point between the Tanaim and Amoraim. That's the Shnei Halachim Torah. That's when the Shnei Halachim Torah ended. Beginning of the Tkufa of the Amoraim. Maybe that's what it means. I don't know. But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rav. After the Talmud, Tzorach Levarach. How do you know? So he says, this Rav Chia Barashi says, I was a Talmud learning by Rav. Have Zimn and Sagin, many on many different occasions, Havi Kinnak made the Rab Litanui Pirkin, this Sifra the Bay Rab. Sifra the Bay Rab is on Bayikra, this Sifra on Bayikra. So Rab used to give a shir and Sifra. Have Magdim Mamashi Yode, Rab the Washington Tilisan Borech, he would say the Brocha, Bichas Hatur, or Mastin Lam Pirkin, he would teach. So you see that he said Bichas Hatur. He said, Bichas HaTorah, how does that prove? After Tav Rabba says, Av Tav Tzor Chavarech, Domer Abchia Barashi, but they were learning Sifra de Bei Rav. Sifra de Bei Rav is Medrash. So how does that prove Rabba's point? Masni Lon Pirkin. I don't know. Sifra de Bei Rav is a Medrash. So that's the second Madam already said, Rav Loza said. The Mikra and the Medrash Tzorach Levarach, the Mishnah and Tzorach Levarach. So that's Medrash. How does it prove that even Talmud? I don't know. They're two different things. I don't know. That's how we paskin. Even if you're learning Gemara, you have to say you're not learning any Pesukim, you're not learning any Medrash, you're learning a Tosfos. You're learning something in Shulchan Aruch. You got to say Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, Mai Mevarach, what is the text of the Birchas HaTorah? So the first opinion says Sheikh Shamson Lasik B'divrei Seir. Second one says Messiah, Rabbi Yechon Messiah B'Hochi, he adds on. So we said yesterday that's a machloek, it says a harvno. Is it a second bracha or is it the end of the first bracha? Then And then the third Rav Ravam Nuna Amar Shabachamanukam Nasalanas Tarasai. So then the Gemara says, Hilkach Namina Lukulu. We should really say all three. So that's, if you have the Girsa Lukulu, means that there are three. And if you hold that Viharivna, it's a Hemshech, then it's only two. Then it's a Hilkach Namina Litravayu. That's what the Tosis points out. The word Kol only makes sense. What is it? Kinesa Kol HaNosham HaMabakshim Esnav Shecha. The Rashi says it was Dosim Avira. So that's a problem. Dosim Avira is only two people. How did Rabbi Shlom say Mesa Kol HaNosham? There's only two. Usually only say Kol if you have three or more people, three or more things. That's a problem. Anyway, so that's Tosis' assumption there in Ksubis. That if you say Hilkach Namina Litkulhu, you're assuming that there were three brachas here. Harivna is a separate bracha. Yeah. I translate Harivna. Ored means something is pleasant. So the Pashma Shat B'yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should make the Torah pleasant. Befinu V'piyah Samcha B'yesh. We should, the learning should be pleasant. That's how Gemara has an expression. Sometimes you learn on such a cheerful level. Hadvarm Smechin Kinesin Asa Mesina. With the learning is so cheerful like the day in Maimon HaSina. So that's the Pashma Shat Harivna. Is Miloshen Dvorim Arevim, that the Torah should be pleasant. Some Rishonim have a different girsa, and they say Harivna is Miloshen Orvus, that the Gemara says in Bov Metzia. And he says, So what does the Gemara say? If a person learns three generations in a row, the grandfather, the father, and the son, they learn in a row, so then Atorim Mechazeres Alach San Yishalom. So that's why some Rishonim had a different girsa. The finu, how do they say? It should be three generations. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be an orev. He'll be a guarantor. Harivna, please be an orev. You promised us that if we learn Torah three generations in a row, it'll be a Torah mechazeres alach san yishalom. That the Torah won't be, will never be lacking for that family. So that's a whole different translation of the word harivna. Not Miloshen Dvorim Arevim, but Miloshen Orvus, and Orev. And Orev is Mechuyev to keep his word. He promised, and Orev means a cosigner. If the Lord doesn't pay, so the Orev is going to pay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, if you learn Torah three generations in a row, and those who showed him how the gear said, if you tzatzoeinu, tzatzoi tzatzoeinu. So that's three generations in a row, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the Orev. But we don't have that gear. So we assume Harivna means it should be pleasant. I think the Baal Shem Tov had a grandson who was a Chassidish Rebbe. What's the name of the Sefer that he wrote? I forgot already. He had a grandson, his daughter's son. So he says, the Gemara says in the end of the Dorim, Ameh of the Horitz. Nobody knew what Aveira caused the Churban by Sheni, Churban by Srishan, because there was Avodah Zarah Gelav Asher Chstam Chud Ba'ashen because Asher Lebucha Ba'Torah Tchila. What's so terrible Asher Lebucha Ba'Torah Tchila? So the Ran at the end when the Dharm says he treated Torah like a secular discipline it lacks Kavod HaTorah. And the Baal Shem Tov's grandson writes in his Sefer, I forgot, it's a famous Sefer. He writes No. So it has a name. I forgot the name. It has his name in the Sefer, in the title. I forgot his name. So he says, which bracha? Harivna, they didn't say. They learned. They said, Lasi with the Reser. They said, Shabachabaram, Nasalam is Torah. But they didn't ask that Torah should be pleasant and sweet. So that's why the whole Baisheni was Chor. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the Torah, and you have to ask him. The Torah should be pleasant and sweet. Harivna. That's how we all listen. Harivna means it should be pleasant and sweet. Doesn't mean Meloshen Orev. In the sense of a cosigner. Yeah. Hokach Naminu Lekulu. Yeah, we have that in other Mesichtas also. Hokach Naminu Lekulu. You have it. You have it by Birchas Hashir in the last parak in Psochim. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. What is Birchas Hashir? The Arba Kosis on Pesach night. So the first Kos is Kos Kiddush Alayayin, then the second bracha is Shegi Alonu, Geula, the third bracha is Birchas HaMozon Alayayin, Ala Kos, and the fourth bracha is Birchas HaShir. So what is Birchas HaShir? So it's a Machloikah. So one opinion is that it's Nishmas Kol Chai till the end of Ishtava. The other opinion is that it's the Halalucha. So the Gemara there quotes, Rapapa, I think, Hilchach Naminu Litravayu. They're both good ideas, so we say both. So this somehow the gears are here also. Amra Papa, Hilkach Namino Lechavayim. Rabbi Kivege quotes that. Amra Papa. I think there it's also Rapapa. In the end of Pesach. So he says, the Gemara says you should say both. Shadi, what do you mean? If Brichas HaTorah is enough, either A or B or C, each Amora had a different Nusach. So we recommend. So Rabbi Yechanan added on to the first one. Rabbi Yechanan Messiah B'Hachi, okay. So Rabbi Yechanan with the first one say that bracha, and the next one, and Rav Amnuna thinks it should be this bracha. So how do you say both? It's either A or B. How did it become A and B? There's no chash bracha about Tola over here. That's a problem. And over there also, what do you mean Hilchach Narminu L'Travai? So some of the old Nuschos, some of the old Haggadahs follow the Rashbam. The Rashbam Taka says you say both. You finish the Hallel at the end of the Seder, then you say Hallelujah. And then you say all the psukim kili yom chaza. How many psukim? 28 psukim. I forgot about it. How many kili yom chaza are there? And then you say nishmas kolchan. You say the bracha of yishtabach at the end. So the Rashbam learns a little like Hilchach Narminu L'Travai. Tosfos doesn't accept the Rashbam. We don't, all the modern haggadahs, nobody has that. You get in the mail, they'll reprint an old haggadah from Italy from the 1200s or something before the printing press existed. They had handwritten haggadahs then. So that some of those old haggadahs have like the Rashbam, two different brachas. Like over here, it's literally we say two or three different brachas. But by the haggadah we don't follow that opinion. By the haggadah we combine the two, and then there's a machlokes. How do you combine it? Do you really say the chasima of Yehalalucha? That's Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar. So Nusach Ashkenaz, when you finish Hallel, you say Yehalalucha till the last line, and you don't say the last line. Melch Mulal Batish Bachas, you don't say that. Then you say Hodal Shem Kitab Kiliyom Chazda, the 28 Psukim Kiliyom Chazda. Then you say Nishmas Kalachan, you end up with Yishtaba. That's Nusach Ashkenaz, you go in order. Nusach Svar goes backwards and forwards. Nusach Svar, you say Hallel till the end, and you don't say Hallelujah. Then you say 28 Psukim Kili Olam Chazda. Then you say Nishmas Kol Chayim. You say Yishtabach till the end, but you don't say the last line. Then you go back and you say Hallelujah at the end. So there, the way, so every family has to make up their mind whether they daven Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Svar. Everyone should say the same Nusach by the Seder. That's not right. That's what it's going to do. If half of them are going to daven Nusach Svar, half of them are daven Nusach Ashkenaz by the Seder, that's not right. You have to make up their mind. But once you make up your mind, you're only saying one bracha at the end. You're not saying two brachas. Here you're saying mamish two or three different brachas. So there it's not so difficult. You're combining the themes of Yishtabach and Yehalalucha together, but you're only saying one chasim. He's saying two different chasimas. That's the shagla here. Why isn't it a bracha levatola? How is it permissible to say an extra bracha necessarily? Unclear. Yeah. Okay, what does the Gemara quote of Mishnah and Tomid? Tanan Hasam, Amalahem Hamamuna, bright and early in the morning, the Makrib, the Karbonas, and the Beis Hamikdash. Did they daven Bizbancha and Beis Hamikdash? People make a mistake. They think that the tefillahs were introduced as a substitute for the Karbonas. That is man that they were Beis Hamikdash was Kayim and they brought Karbonas. They didn't daven. That's not true. The Gemara says in Sukkah, the Gemara gives you the Seder Ayayim every day. They brought the Talmud Shal Shach and they daven Shachris. They brought the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim and they daven Mincha. And then at night they daven the Ma'ariv and they offered, they did Haktorah Seymurim. They daven Shachrim Sincha Ma'ariv and Musa Bizman HaMikdash also. Not that the tefillahs are a substitute. There's no Beis HaMikdash, okay, but these to daven the same tefillahs Bizman HaMikdash. They didn't pray to Rebbe Shalom and she rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Beis HaMikdash. The Nusach was a little different. So it says, here's the Mishnah and Tom, it gives you the daily routine. Amar lahem hamamuna, the Gabbai in charge, the Gabbaim run the whole world. Amar lahem hamamuna, bercha bracha achas, when the two birchas, Kriya Shema, before Kriya Shema, they only said one of the two. They ain't berchu, they said one of the two, doesn't explain which one yet. The Korah Aseres HaDibrois, we don't do that, Bizman HaZeh. The Gemara says on the next daf, they were considering the possibility of introducing here. Abig Vilam Biksha Likras came 10 lines from the top of Yud Beis Amanal. There was a Havamina. In the days of Damaroim that they should introduce this, that you should recite our service Adibis and the Davening. They thought it's not a good idea. What are the Tarumas Aminim? So what does Rashi say? Big shulikva service adibas of kriyas shema mehitarumas aminim shaliyom alamei haaretz ein sharatara and as the minim the apikursim will tell us, will convince the amei haaretz that the only thing that's important is aseres adibas, nothing else is menas shemayim. Ein sharatara emes v'teidu shein korei melam hashem hakadosh baruch hu v'shomam v'pi v'psina, only 10 mitzvahs, that's all, only aseres adibas. The rest are not menas shemayim. So that's bitlum, they decided not to, even though in the Beis HaMikdash it was a nice practice, they recited aseres adibas, we don't do it. Yeah. That's why the Rambam has a famous tshuva. He says that it's not proper practice. We have the practice when the Balkori gets the reading of Aseres Adibas, everybody stands up. So you show more chashivas to the Aseres Adibas and to the rest of the Torah. So the Rambam says that's not right. You're not allowed to stand up specially for the Aseres Adibas. Yeah, our practice is, it's a pretty universal practice. Everybody stands up for the Aseres Adibas. So some Achranim recommend you should, that day, that you're going to read Parshas Yisrael, Parshas Vaschanan, you should stand up from the beginning of the whole Kriyas HaTorah. You shouldn't stand up specially for the Aseres Adibas. Stand up a few sedras, a few aliyas before. Stand up from the beginning of the whole time, so you're not standing up specially. It's still a problem. They have Aseres Adibas on a lot of the Parochesim in the shul. So one of the Hungarian Rabbanim writes in his Chubis that started with the Reform. The Reform were the first ones to put the Aseres Adibas on the Parochas, and it's against the din. You're not allowed to make a special tzimmus about Aseres Adibas. The Pashtus says that that's not correct. They have old Parochas from centuries ago before anybody even thought of the Reform movement. Pashtus says they do have Aseres Adibas. But somehow that's not a concern. I don't know. Only if you're going to be cited, then it's going to, Rashi says, they're going to say that this is the only thing that's Torah Min HaShemayim is Aseres Adibas. The rest was made up by Moshe Rabbeinu. I think there's a Tosefta that it says Beferish like Rashi. Rashi got his pshat from the Tosefta. Others interpret, but it's against, not like Rashi, and against the Tosefta. Tarumas Aminim means that there's a discrepancy between the way the text appears in Vaschanan, the way it appears in Yisroel. So we don't, if we're going to recite Aseres Adibas every day, the people are going to, it's going to bring an awareness that there's a discrepancy. People are going to be Mabesedra, they're going to remember. Every day you say this Parsha, they're going to remember what it says. And then they're going to be Mabesedra, they're going to see the discrepancies. So that's a problem. How do you resolve the discrepancies? What do you do? So the Gemara is only worried about Zacha B'Shama. There's one discrepancy. That's what the Ibn Ezra raises the question. Why do the Chazal only worry about Zacha B'Shama? And they worry about all the other discrepancies. So Rabban HaChumash explains why. He says, when the Torah gives you the text of what it said in Aseres Adibas, and there's a different text in Vaschan, a different text in Yisroel, he says, it's not necessarily either one text or the other. It could be that the text was a third text. It could be what it really said was something else. And the Chumash, whenever the Chumash quotes somebody, said something, Paro, Yosef, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not quoting verbatim. They give you the gist of what it says. And maybe when it says what appeared in Aseres Adibas, maybe it gives you the gist of what it says in Aseres Adibas. Maybe when we'll discover the Aseres Adibas, maybe we'll find that it's a totally different text. Maybe it's a totally different text. So why would the Gemara worried about the Zoch V'Shamar if the Torah just gives you the gist of what it says? So that's what the Ramban says. Now, Zoch V'Shamar, what was the gist of what it said? Zoch is a mitzvah sesse, Shamar is a mitzvah sloy sesse. So what is the gist? Is that the mitzvah, the fourth of the Aseres Adibas, the Zachar Shem Shabbos Chag? Is that supposed to be a mitzvah sase? It's supposed to be a loy sase. Shama pen v'yal is a loy sase. So that's what Chazal said, Zachar Shama v'dibrech enem. They were both proclaimed simultaneously. Which one was written on Aseres Adibas? That's a good question. Which one was written? That's not discussed by the Gemara. But the Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro, on Aseres Adibas, the reason, the answer to the Ibn Ezra's question, the reason why the Gemara is only worried about that conflict, there are other contradictions, there are other discrepancies, says. The others are details, and the Chumash isn't quoting anybody verbatim. Chumash just gives you the gist of what they said. So the Chumash is telling you what it said in Aseres Adibas. It's not necessarily verbatim what it said. Yeah, how come we have the meaning against the Rambam? How come we stand by Aseres Adibas? The Rambam says you're not allowed to stand. Not better show any new chashivas because of tarumas aminim. How can we do stamps? The Rav Soloveitchik used to give his explanation. He said there are two tropes for the Aseres HaDibros. There's the Tam HaTachton and the Tam HaElyon. The difference being, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir HaLocha, he explains in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, when they have a couple at the end of Chelek Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, when they have a couple of miscellaneous halachas regarding Kriyas HaTorah, so the Mishnah Berurah explains what is the Tam HaElyon all about. So the Tam HaElyon, you're laying the Aseres HaDibros, the units that you divide it up in are Dibros. So let's say Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signaiv is all one pasuk, but in the Tam HaElyon you read it as three different pasuk. Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf. If you read the Tam HaTachton, so then you read it all as one pasuk. And then you have in the second of the Aseres HaLeilah HaMechem Apanam Sasol Chafetz L'Chol Tmuna, you have four lavim there, you have a few psukim. So in the Tam HaElyon, you read it all as if it were one pasuk. In the Tam HaTachton, you read it as four psukim. The Tam HaTachton, you read psukim b'toras psukim. Tam HaElyon, you're reading b'toras dibros, not b'toras psukim. So that's Taka's question. Are you allowed to learn Tam HaElyon? The Gemara has a din called psukah de la paska mosha nan loy paskino. You have to learn kichsova, you have to have kriya kichsova. So if you're going to read Loisirtzov, Loisinov, Loisignov, each one is a pasuk. It's not a violation. It's called Psuka de la Paska Moshe, non loy paskino. Oh, Ahu Adina, Amir, Absolvechik. The old din of called Psuka de la Paska Moshe, non loy paskino means you're not allowed to learn Shaloy Kirchsovoy. So the other one is also a violation. You have a few psukim combined together. We don't stop at the end of the pasuk. We read three, four psukim as if it were one pasuk. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that's also a violation. He said, you have a lot of Bali Kriya who learn quickly. So they learn to the end of the pasuk and they start halfway into the other pasuk and then they take a breath. So they combine two psukim together. So it's also a violation. They're learning Shaloi Kichsavai. Kichsavai means you pause a safe pasuk at the end of the pasuk. If you combine two psukim together without pausing at the safe pasuk, that's also Shaloi Kichsavai. Just like Ol Psukah Dolei Paska Moshe, you're not allowed to pause in the middle of the pasuk, you're not allowed to combine a few psukim together. So who gave us the head to learn Tam HaElyon at all? That's a question. So I think he said that his father never allowed the Balkurit to learn Tam HaElyon. Because we have no source that there is such a thing as Tam HaElyon. And others did allow. There were different minhagim. Some had the minhag only learn Tam HaElyon on Shavuos. But all year long, when you learn, you don't learn Tamil, you learn Tamil Tatum. Different minhag. I mean, because whenever you learn Betzibur, you learn with the Tamil. Whenever you learn him, I've said Rabbi Yochad, so you learn with the Tamil Tachton. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that if you're learning with the Tam HaTachton, he thinks that the Rambam probably didn't have the practice of learning with the Tam HaElyon. We don't have any source that the Rambam did like that. The Pashto said that he didn't. It must have crept in later. So he thought the Rambam says you have to learn Aseres HaDibros like Psukim, like the rest of the Torah. If you're going to stand up, when you're laying Aseres HaDibros, then there's going to be Tarumas Aminim. It's going to imply to the people as if these Aseres HaDibros are more important than the other mitzvahs HaTorah, and that's not correct. They were all men HaShemayim, and they're equally important. But our practice is that we learn with the Tam HaElyon. So we learn as if we're making a replica of Maimon HaSinai. We're learning the Dibros, B'toras Dibros, not B'toras Psukim. So at the time of Maimon HaSinai, everybody was standing. So the Rambam has such a lotion at the end of Hilchas Chagiga with respect to Hakel. He says when they have the Hakel, everybody's there, Anoshim, Anoshim, Taf, everybody's there, and it's as if they're reliving Maimon HaSinai. When the Melech learns Hakel, as if they're reliving Maimon HaSinai. So some Achronim write that that's the Kriyas HaTorah. Every week should be like that, as if you're reliving Maimon HaSinai. So if you're really standing up as if you're reliving Maimon HaSinai and you're laying with the Tam HaElyon, then it makes sense to stand because that's part of reliving Maimon HaSinai. The rest of the Kriyas HaTorah all year long, you're not necessarily reliving Maimon HaSinai. Just like the Rambam only writes it by Hakel. So it could be that that's what the Tam HaElyon is all about, that when you lay in Aseres HaDibros with the Tam HaElyon, also reliving Maimon HaSinai, so that's why the meaning is you stand. But it's not that we want to give more chashivas to this section. That was his suggestion. The Rambam was opposed to the Tam HaOyah, maybe because his practice was that the Rambam was opposed to standing when you lay in Aseres HaDibros, because his practice was that you lay with the Tam HaTachnas, so the regular Kriyas HaTorah. But our practice is that we lay in the Tam HaOyah, so as if we're reenacting Maamar HaSinai, like the Rambam wrote by Hakel, maybe that's okay to stand. There won't be any Tarumas Aminim there. Nochamot. So the Mishnah has in Tamid the daily routine in the Beis Hamikdash. Amalei Mamuna, the Gabbai gives a clap. He says they should say one bracha. So they say the bracha. When the two birchas hashach is going to be a machlekes, but they say Yatzeror and say Abba Abba Abba. If you daven this outside, it's Abba Abba. Okay, it's going to be a machlekes. Which of the two brachas did they say? Then they said Aseres HaDibros, which they wanted to introduce after the Churban HaBayis, and I said it's not a smart idea. We better not. We're just looking for trouble. If you introduce it, you'll have Tarumas Aminim. So I said, Shema v'yoyim Shema v'yoyim Ed. The three parshas of Shema. Birchu es ha'om. What do you mean, Birchu es ha'om? Rashi writes, Im ha'om. The Kohanim who did the Hakrovas HaKarbonos and the Beis HaMikdash daven together with the Tzibur Gimel Brachas. Which three brachas? Emes v'yatzi. Okay. Then the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't have time to say then. The rest of the Shemoneh Esrei, I guess they said later. But they said two out of the 18, 19 brachas. They said, Emes V'yatzim, that's the bracha. The bracha before Kriyat Shema, they only said one of the two. The bracha after, they said Emes V'yatzim, they said. And from the whole Shemoneh Esrei, they only said two brachas. Avodah. The Avodah today is the bracha B'tzei V'yeska Kodesh Bohu. He should return. The Shechina should come back, and the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, and we should have the opportunity to bring korbanos. They didn't say, "Please bring the Hashem Shechinas Letzion Yerecha." They didn't say Hashem Shechinas. They said they praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us all of the mitzvahs of Avodah of Hakrovas HaKorbanos, and they said Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim. What does it mean, Birchas Kohanim? So Rashi says, Levarcha Sa'am, Beiduchen. Taisus says, Ein Zaduchen. Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Rabbi Elohayu, Amdim Leduchen Ad Lach Akhtar Seymer, Amin Abitainis, and so on. So what does it mean, Birchas Kohanim? They said, Lekan Gama Sayyidah Barchena Bar Brocha. That's what it means. It says, Sim Shalom. Maybe they finished Sim Shalom also. Okay. So from the whole Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't say, they had no time. They had to take care of the rest of HaKrovos HaKarbonos. So after they said only one bracha before Kriyat Shema. You have to figure out why only one bracha, what happened to the other bracha. Said the other bracha later, they didn't say at all, what's going on here. And then the bracha after Emes V'yatzim, they said. And from the Hoshman Esra, they only said two brachas. Avoida, that's Ritzei, for the different text, not the text that we have now. They said, She'oscha levadcha b'yira na'avoid. This mancha, b'esa migdu sho'yikayim. That was the bracha. She'oscha levadcha b'yira na'avoid. We have a minig in many communities that when you duchen, so instead of saying, Masr shkanos ha'letzion, you say the nusach that used to be this mancha, b'esa migdu sho'yikayim. Because the ikad duchening really is in the b'esa migdu at the conclusion of Akrobus Karbonus Tzibur. That's the Gemara in Saita, beginning of Eilin Amarim. One learns that from the Pasuk, that the Duchening is only at the conclusion of Akrobus Karbonus Tzibur. That's what led Rabbi Yankov Emden to believe that Rabbi Yankov Emden lived in the 1700s. He wrote a Moruk Tzia. That's his Sefer on. He was a printer. So he printed a lot of his own stuff. So every time he wrote another book, attacking Rabbi Yonah said, he didn't have to get a printer. He had his own printing press. So he just printed whatever he wanted. There was no control over there. So he wrote a sefer, a chibur on a tour that's called Marek Tzir. Mishnah Berurah quotes it every so often. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes and he says that he's 100% wrong. Marek Tzir writes, that duchening b'zman hazeh only the Rabban, because only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Tzibur. So we have no Karbonas Tzibur. So the Mishnah Berurah has a footnote on the bottom of the page, it's not in the Sharat Zion, and it's not in the Bir Halacha. It has an asterisk on the Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Then on the footnote at the bottom, he says, Rabbi Yankov Emden is wrong. It's beferish that it's the Raisa B'zman Hazeh. So that's a question. He's wrong, but isn't he right? We should have said also that Rabbi Yehuda Gemara says, Duchening Leonaf and the Psukim and Parsha Shmini. The Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas Siva. How can Duchening be there? I said, this man is there. That's a problem. But that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said over the Keren Oira on Perek El and Amorim. Keren Oira is the younger brother of the Mishkan Asyankin. So he explains, based on what his brother wrote in the Mishkan Asyankin, he explains that when we daven Shmona Esrei, Rav Soloveitchik added on, he schmaltzed it up, he explained it better, a little better than what the Keren Oira says. So he said, when we daven Shmona Esrei, we say, Shmak aleinu chus v'racham aleinu kaba v'racham 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 v'racham. Please listen to our prayers. That's what you just said, the whole bracha. Shema kaleinu. Kabbalah barachim v'ratzin etzor. Sena shemet tefillah. What do you say? The next line is a repeat. Say be'am chisola v'sfilosam. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, based on the Balatanya, the Tanya from the first Lubavitcher Rebbe writes that the term ritzui appears in Tanakh several times, and Ruba, the Ruba came out always in connection with akrobus karbonis. V'nirtzolo lechapar olav. So usually it appears in connection with Hakrobas Karbonas. So when we daven Shmon Esrei, we say Shmak Aleinu, Shemea Tefila, please accept our prayers and answer our prayers. I'm going to say, V'tzei Ma'am Chisol, V'sfilosim, please accept our prayers as if we had brought a Karbon. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. So V'tzei converts the Tefila into a Karbon. We consider it as if we just brought a Karbon. So when a yochid is davening and he says ritzei, he converts his tefila into a korban yochid. When the chazan is davening, that tefila satzibur. And he says ritzei, he converts the tefila satzibur into a korban tzibur. So when the chazan finishes chazaras hashatz and he says ritzei, that's considered the conclusion of hakrovas korbanas tzibur on the level of their eyes. Not, I would have said, sounds like a good pshetl, but he's explaining why duchening is their eyes. Duchening is their eyes. So this is on the level of their Isa. When the person says ritzei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that bakosha, the tefillah is converted into what's like a korban. So there's a korban yochid and a korban tzibah. So there's a tefillah sayochid and a tefillah satzibah. So when the yochid davens tefillah belachash and he says ritzei, his prayer is accepted as if he had offered a korban yochid. When the chazan offers a tefillah satzibah, he says ritzei. So the tefillah is accepted as if we have offered a korban tzibur. So the conclusion of Hakrovas Karbonas is we have duchening derais. That's a big chiddush. So because duchening is only possible because we say ritzei, that's what the Gemara says. Kevin Ari writes. That's what the Gemara says. Kol kon shalok al ragal b'avoy dushu b'nei lele duchen. Kanim have to start walking towards the platform, towards the duchen. Duchen is the platform. Before the chazan finishes the bracha of avodah, before he finishes the machzor shchinos of the tzion, why? Because it's that bracha, I would say, that converts the tefillas atzibur into korban tzibur that enables us to duchen, because you can't duchen other than at the conclusion of hakrovas karbonas tzibur. So that's why the minig developed that since duchening has to be at the end of karbonas tzibur, and based on migdosh, they didn't say machzor shchinos of the tzion. It said Shavus Chalavat Chavir and Avoid, because the duchening is somehow part of the avodah. It's considered as if it's an avodah. So that's why the meaning developed. Whenever you duchen, since you substitute the bracha instead of Amashan Asal Tzion, say Shavus Chalavat Chavir and Avoid. So Rav Chaim Balozhin, a quoted from the Vilna Gaon, he was opposed to this changing of the nusach of bracha. The Gemara says in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you changed the nusach instead of Akel HaKadosh, you say Melech HaKadosh. Instead of Akela Mishpat, you say Melech Ha'Yitzdok on Mishpat. But you don't change other brachas. So he says he was opposed to changing Shavus Chalavat Chabira Navar. The Vilna Gaon was opposed to changing on Shalosh Golem. When they dab Marib and they say the Piyutim in the middle of Brichas Kriyashma, so instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, they would say Baruch Atah Hashem Tzu Yisrael B'Goalo. So he says, what right do you have to change the Nusach HaBrachah? He felt that it wasn't right. And then at the end of the Shmon Esrei, we say, Amorach is Hamisol Bashalom, so many changed the Nusach Ashkenaz, they changed it to Oseh HaShalom. So there were communities that they said Oseh HaShalom all year long. And in Ashkenaz, in Germany, they adopted the practice. All you only say, Rochus HaMisol B'Shalom, and Aseres Meitshuah, they say, Oseh HaShalom. So the Vilna Gaon thought that it's not correct, that's not right. The Gemara never says you should change the Nusach HaBracha of HaMrochus HaMisol B'Shalom. Even either you say all year long this Nusach or not Nusach. You don't have any marker in the Gemara. So he was opposed to changing the Nusach HaBracha on these three. And the yeshivas in Europe, they didn't follow everything from the Vilna Gaon, they didn't follow everything Nusach HaGra, but this one apparently they did follow. They wouldn't change the Nusach HaBracha in by Duchani. They didn't say Shos Chalavat Chabir Navad, they would say Hamasar Shchein Al Sabatzin. If you're going to say Shos Chalavat Chabir Navad, then you say Sechzer Nem Shilchut Siyam Merachmen, Mishom Navot Chabir Kimber Lam Shonim Kadmanias, then you say Shos Chalavat Chabir Navad, because you need some of HaChasima Mein HaChasima. So if you're going to end up Shos Chalavat Chabir Navad, so then you end off immediately before that, after Sechzer Nem Shilchut Siyam Merachmen, Sham Navot Chabir Kimber Lam Shonim Kadmanias. But if you're going to end off, like the Vilna Gaon says, going to end off with Hamasar Shchein Al Sabatzin, then you should reverse the order. Say, on the Rachma, say the word of Yerushalayim. No, Sham Avot Chavir Kmelam Shon Kamiyos. If you're going to end off in Hamachzor Shchein Al Sabatzin, then you reverse the order of the thing immediately before the Chasima. So you have Samach LaChasima Mi'ein HaChasim. So Nachum said this was a daily routine in the Beis Hamikdash. Instead of saying that both brachas before Kriyas Shma, we have to figure out why they only said one bracha. When the Hoshman asked, they only said two brachas, avoida in brachas kohanim, because they didn't have time. They had a davar Shman Esrei late. I think Rashi says like that. They didn't have time to say the Hoshman Esrei. But the shaila is which of the two brachas before Kriyas Shma did they say? Why did they only say one out of the two? They had no time. They're going to say the other one later. They didn't say the other one at all. What's going on? So that's what the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion. So maybe we'll stop here. Okay? Maybe we'll stop here. So we'll leave that at tomorrow. Tomorrow is a normal day, a regular day. What time is here and a normal day?
12:45.
Okay. I'm confused. Good.
Yes, but Rebbe was talking about tefillah that's one time a day, and Rebbe had to do it.
So, does Rebbe assume that it's one time a day?